Hello.
Hi, Joe.
Yes.
Hi, Joe. It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash, your marketing team.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Good, good.
Good. So I got a note from the team here to contact you regarding a possible upgrade through Google Guaranteed.
Yeah, I was just curious some of the details of it.
Yeah, is this a good time to speak with you?
Yes. Just, can I put you on hold for like, just so
yes.
I can get off this ladder?
Take your time. Take your time. Be
All
safe.
right. I'll be right back with you. Okay, Amy, you there?
I am. Happy Wednesday to you. We're halfway there, right?
Getting there.
Yep, getting there. That's for sure. So, how much about Google Guarantee do you know?
Pretty much nothing.
Okay, so I'll kind of start from the top, and then we'll work our way down and go over the cost and the cost per lead and the upfront cost and stuff like that. So, you have a strong understanding of how it works. So, I've been with Local Splash for 7 years. It'll be 7 years in just a couple of days here. And we've been around for 18 years. The Google Guarantee program has been around for 5 years. So Google actually built this program to trump all of their pay-per-lead services. With that being said, it looks like you did experience something through either Angie's or HomeAdvisor at some point, right?
Yeah.
And what was your experience with that?
I lost $1,200 in a month, and
okay.
The leads were years old.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I want to put your mind at ease because this isn't like that. Okay. So I kind of use that as a starting point because a lot of people are super familiar with those type of programs, whether it's through Thumbtack, Networks, House, Porch, whatever it may be. And with this, it's completely different. So with that being said, Google is the one who actually sells the ad spend to Angie, Thumbtack, Porch, House, all of those companies. Those companies can only list in the Google Ads section on Google, which is reserved for large corporations. And people like yourself, the small to medium-sized business owner, can list in that area in the Google Ads, and it can be beneficial. But Google does not allow the large corporations to list within the local map or in the LSA, which is Local Service Ad / Google Guarantee section. These two positions are reserved for yourself, the small to medium-sized business owner within your local area. Okay? Now,
gotcha.
What happens with those companies, which you're super familiar with, you may not know exactly how it works, but how it works is they purchase a position for their company name at the top in the Google Ads section. They'll list, you know, pick your top 25 remodeling contractors in Manheim, you know, top handyman or whatever the case is, and they capture the lead, and then they determine who it goes to or how many it goes to. Everybody pays. Hopefully one guy gets the job. Hopefully being the emphasized word there, because like you said, those leads were like years old. So this isn't how that works. What Google has done is they've built a section on the first page of Google at the very top of the page that says Google Guaranteed. Within the Google Guaranteed section, there are specific requirements in order to be listed there because Google has a vetting process. There is a background check, and there are particular requirements by Google that are determined that are needed. So do you have business license and insurance for your company?
I do.
What type of license do you have?
Well, I have the PA, my PA license, and then we also have liability coverage, full insurance,
okay.
All that.
Okay, so the license is at the PA State Home Improvement Contractors Registration?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, fantastic. Can you pass a background check?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And then do you have $250?
I do.
Okay, that's the application fee. So that's the upfront cost, and those are the requirements. Google goes through a vetting process because what the guarantee is to the general public. So, Joe, if you were to go to Google and you look up general contractor, remodeling contractor, you're going to see the guaranteed section pop up. It's going to say Google guaranteed. These companies are going to have a green check mark next to them. And if you click on what, it'll say details. Get it done right or Google pays you back. So Google's very specific about what they do here. If for any reason there was any type of discrepancy that could not be resolved between you and the client, Google actually pays out an additional insurance policy of $2,000 per individual client on behalf of your business. That is what the guarantee is. And then what they're guaranteeing you is quality leads coming in directly to you. This is the thing, is the leads have exclusivity, meaning you don't share them. Secondly, the calls are coming directly to you. You're not handed a lead or given a phone number and say, hey, Joe, good luck. You know, we hope for the best. It's an actual real-life human on the other end of the phone. There is specific criteria that is considered an actual qualified call. So in the event that the call is not qualified, meeting the specific criteria that Google has, you're not charged for the lead. Okay? All the calls are recorded. And the reason that the calls are recorded is for authenticity purposes because Google wants to make sure that you're receiving quality phone calls. Additionally, the lead cost doesn't go up or fluctuate. So jumping right into that, the upfront cost is a one-time fee of $250. This is an application and processing fee to get yourself and any and all face-to-face employees that you deem appropriate background checked. How many face-to-face employees do you have that are going out and making estimate on behalf of the company?
I have two people.
And they go out and run estimates and do bids on their own on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay. Can they pass background check?
Yes, they both will.
Perfect. So the application fee is a one-time cost to the business. It is not per individual within the company. So that would get yourself and all those employees that you deem appropriate background checked. The maximum amount of time that the application process ever will take is 4 to 8 weeks. I've also seen it happen in as little as 4 days. It depends on how quickly you get the application back to us so we can go ahead and process it. Now, once the application is completely approved, then we will call you to set the minimum monthly budget. Google requires a minimum monthly budget for 13 leads in a month. Your lead cost is locked in at $45.33. Google has not changed their pricing since 2018 for these leads. I do have to let you know the disclaimer that if they were ever to change the pricing or increase it, we would let you know before we charge the lead budget. It's not an automatic charge, and we get your approval before we charge your card, okay? So
gotcha.
We don't want any surprises here. So once your Google guarantee approved, then we're going to call you to set that minimum monthly budget. For 13 leads at $45.33, your minimum monthly budget is $5.91. Now, the way it works is like this. Once the Google Guarantee leads are turned on and the minimum monthly budget is paid, the leads will begin coming in at approximately 3 leads a week. You're in complete control of this, Joe. So if you take on the first couple of leads and then you're booked up, say you're booked for, you know, 3 weeks or 6 months, whatever the case is, however long you know for a fact you're not going to be able to take any leads on or you just don't want to take any more leads on, you call and you pause the campaign. Where you pause the campaign at financially is where the campaign stops. Say you pause it with $487 in it, then that's where the campaign stops. Say you pause it for 7 months. There is no automatic monthly charge on this. It literally hits the pause button. Now, you don't rotate off the Google Guarantee list or lose any of your status through Google Guarantee. You still have that, and you're still listed there as a provider. Just your Google call tracking number is removed, so people aren't contacting you through the Google Guarantee program, therefore charging you lead cost. Okay? What else this is going to do is so when the calls begin coming in, say that you take on those first couple of leads and then you want to increase the lead flow. you have the ability to do that as well. You can increase it and you can say, you know, I want 6 leads in a week or 8 leads in a week. You have the ability and complete control over the entire package. Now, once the leads begin coming in, they're going to call your phone directly through the Google call tracking phone number. You're going to know for a fact that it is a Google guarantee lead that is coming through. It will say so on the caller ID. You also get a recording right before the call is connected telling you that it is a Google guarantee lead, so you know for a fact that it is a one of these qualified leads. Now, if you get a call and it happens to be a sales or solicitation call, if it happens to be somebody seeking employment with your company, perhaps the person on the other end of the phone is requesting a service that you don't provide, that's not listed in your service profile, or they're requesting a service outside of your service radius that is not listed in your service profile, then you're not charged for those leads. All of those are considered unqualified leads. Okay?
Yes.
If a person is requesting estimate over the phone and you give the estimate over the phone, that is considered a qualified lead, or if you set face-to-face appointment with the client to give estimate face-to-face to do a bid, that is considered a qualified lead. So Google is very specific, and AI is listening. All calls are recorded for authenticity purposes. So say, Joe, that a call happened to squeeze through the cracks and didn't get caught by AI that was not qualified. It doesn't meet one of those two criteria. You would simply contact us. The call is recorded, and it is accessible through your local Splash dashboard. You would say, I need to dispute this phone number right here. This is not a qualified call. It doesn't meet the criteria. We go ahead and dispute it with Google and get the money returned and apply it back to the balance of your account for you. You don't have to chase your money down and go back and forth about why it was or wasn't qualified, because we've set the rules down very clearly. And that's pretty fair, right?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Right. So what are your thoughts on the program?
So far, I am liking what I'm hearing.
What questions do you have?
You're pretty thorough.
I try to be. I try to be. And let me tell you a couple of stats about this and why I love this program so much. Because people will say, Amy, is this program better than, you know, like, obviously I believe that it's better than the other type of paper lead services out there. And the reason I believe it isn't just because I work for Local Splash, who is a partner to Google. It is because this program has shown me the numbers since the very beginning. So when it was in beta 2 years ago, or 3 years ago, when it started out in beta for the first 2 years, meaning it was not a program that was offered nationwide to every company and every vertical. Vertical being, I'm doing air quotes, categories, okay? So it's not available to every single category as far as construction goes. They are very specific, and they're very specific about the criteria. But when it was in beta, they began doing the testing then. And in the past 5 years that it's been live, what's happened is these leads have actually shown a 33% conversion over any other type of paper lead service, okay? They're better qualified leads. People see the word guarantee, and they're instantly intrigued, especially when it has the word Google next to it, right? Everybody trusts Google. But when it says guaranteed next to it, they're going in there, they're looking at the service profile, they're taking a look at the website, they're reading your reviews, they're getting very comfortable with you ahead of time. So these people, I'm not going to say that you're not going to get the occasional tire kicker. Of course you are. Let's be realistic. But it's not going to come through the way that you've had to experience where you spent $1,200 in 1 month and you didn't actually close a single one of those deals. Nothing against the way that you do business or the way that you practice or the way that you close or work with your clients, but simply because of the quality of client that you were receiving, right?
Yeah, yep.
Right. So the stats and the numbers is one of the most basic things, that the data is what draws my attention. But the reason that I personally back this program so strongly is because I work with the clients on a day-to-day basis that actually use this specific service, and literally 9 out of 10 of them are 100% satisfied with this program. The ones that aren't 100% satisfied with this program is usually because they get too booked. Like it's too much for them. So then they have to pause it, or they get a little bit overwhelmed, so they completely quit the program. But that is literally, I do not see a single downside to this particular program. It's going to give you an additional spot on the first page of Google. It's going to give you a coveted position at the very top. Additionally, it's going to give you the word guaranteed next to your business name, and that is a badge that can carry you through for many, many opportunities. You can put that on the website. We can put that on business cards. There's a number of great things that that's going to support.
Gotcha.
So, Joe, you want to give it a shot?
Would you be able to call me later, the early afternoon?
Sure.
Best.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm gonna,
time is best.
Will any time work for you? Or?
Yeah, I'm here until 7 p.m. your time. I tried to call yesterday about 3 times after 6.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. That was just the time they had set the appointment. And just so you know, if you choose to move forward on it, the only thing that I need is permission to charge the card, and then I will send you the application and schedule onboarding. It's very simple. The upfront cost of the $591 isn't due until after you've been completely Google Guarantee approved. So, and then we contact you before we charge that budget.
Gotcha. Yeah. I want to talk to my coworker over here. And then if you could call me back, say, like 2 o'clock?
Sure. You got it.
I will look for, is it going to be this number again?
It should be. I don't have, it doesn't outbound because I'm working from home today. So what it does is all of our calls are made through a VoIP system over the internet. So we don't have to tap into a hard line, and it usually relocates to a number that is pretty close to your number, at least via the area code. So it should be the same number or something similar. What okay. I can do is I'm going to send out an email to you that's going to be labeled Google Guarantee with all the program details. In the event that one of your coworkers doesn't want to be listed or doesn't want to give their information for background check, that's no harm, no foul. As the business owner, it's up to you who you do or don't want on that. Sometimes employees aren't comfortable giving their information, but just so you know, all the background checks are done through Evident and Pinkerton ID, which are two of the most vetted and trusted background check companies, and they're the only two that Google uses. So you're not giving the information to us. You're giving the information to Google through the application.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Sounds good. So I'll look for your email, and then I'll look for you around 2 o'clock?
Yep, absolutely.
Awesome. Sounds good. Well, I appreciate it.
All right, Joe. I appreciate your time, and thank you.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Bye.